Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I hate my team.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
How about this number one right here?
He's grabbed his
How
junk.
About this?
He grabbed his junk.
How about this
he
number one point guard?
He grabbed his junk in front of me, Jack.
And James Strebel.
Pop, 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 pop. Let's go.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I think part I even it. Said it this summer a few times that, like, are we going to look back at this and losing those guys? You're starting backcourt. You're bringing in the Island of Misfit Toys from, you know, you get a transfer, you get a transfer, you get a transfer. And we're going to bring in this dude who's reinvented basketball, but he doesn't have a job. and we're going to be better.
All right, let's go. It's a Tuesday. It's The Take. It's ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. Appreciate you being a part of today's program. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. I'm Andy Sweeney. James Strebel will be along here in the next 10, 15 minutes or so. Jack Grossman
Hello,
back
ladies.
At the station producing today's effort. Jackie Boy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We had a little bit of Mac V. Sully today in the presser.
You did not enunciate very well
Mac
there.
Mac V. Sully.
There you go. Yes. It sounded like you called him MAGA Sully.
MAGA
That's
Sully.
What I, Mac V. Sully. Yes, we will get to Chris Maxsound today. He had his press conference. We're busy on this Tuesday. Dalen Cuff going to join us. We'll talk some college basketball, specifically ACC U of L basketball with him coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. Mike DeCourcy joins us from the Sporting News. In fact, Jack, I've done a bad job. I did not. Usually it comes out like 2 o'clock hour, maybe 1 o'clock hour. We need to see if Mike has released his newest bracket yet. His newest bracket on FoxSports.com, so we can get to that. A lot of college basketball, obviously. Bracketology being updated. Where is Kentucky? We will get to that. What about Shaedon Sharpe now as we go forward? We can get to all of that. Dennis Dodd today of CBS Sports had, expose, a common article, if you will, some insight, some journalism, Jackie Boy, on the ACC not wanting playoff expansion on the football side. So no doubt we can dive into that as
DeCourcy
well.
Kentucky has a 4 seed, by the way.
Okay, so that's probably about as high as I think you could put them right now. Now, after this week, not the case. if they go out, beat A&M, take care of A&M, and ever even play close, or obviously if they beat Auburn, it will be a conversation of the. I mean, you'll start to see them, Jack, as like a 3 seed. I mean, honestly. Which would be fine, I can understand after that week. That would set up a big showdown with Kansas. Anyway, we can dive into that. There'll be time. Yesterday, didn't get as much into Kentucky. Obviously, U of L kind of ruling things with their dysfunction. Shocker there and everything else. So 437-9680 is the UPS job. In the text line. Okay, so I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw some things out this. And just, Jack, I want you to write these down. And if you have any opinion, Strebel will get here. We'll take a break. But I want to throw a bunch of things your way. And by the way, congratulations on the big Indiana win last night. I know it broke the curse to Nebraska. That is a big deal to people. The curse is over. They won a road game. Yeah, it's Nebraska. Anyway, we'll get to all of that. 437-9680. A couple U of L things. Right off the bat, as we sit here today, Chris Mack had his press conference today. I know there's people on Twitter, why does Mack look like this in his press conferences? Well, dude, I mean, what do you think? What do you think? Sidney Curry will get back. They will get back Sidney Curry coming up on Wednesday against Boston College. I would say it's obviously a winnable game. I am not giving them any game. I mean, the way they are playing right now, why would I? And yes, that does mean against lowly Boston College. And I think, Jack, they're only like a 6-point favorite. But there are a couple of things, okay, that I want to throw out there as it pertains to our discussion yesterday and our discussion going forward with Chris Mack, a couple different what-ifs, many things we can get into. But two right off the bat, okay? I think what bothers me, I got thinking about this U of L basketball team. And Jack, I think what bothers me the most on this team is a lot of times young players come into college basketball. Penny Hardaway has ran into this, no doubt, more than anybody. The AAU culture, right, Jack? I mean, that when we think of that, Scott Drew used to have some of that, right? Didn't he? John Calipari, when he first took over, no doubt in Memphis and making the move to Lexington, he fit into that mold, right? The AAU culture. And we talked so much about that. But now, I feel like, now I want to give credit to them, and I also want to tell you on the front end, just to give you a little bit of behind the scenes. So I went and I listened to, because people say, well, you got to listen to, you know, these few minutes of the Cardinal Zone podcast, Jeremy Wauman, who obviously we know around the station and everything else. I mean, we know who this is. Now, I don't know a lot of the other people on the site, but that's fine. It's whatever. They do a podcast, and they talked about dysfunction in the locker room. The guys don't like each other. Some of the guys don't. Hey, could somebody been kicked out of practice? And these now are the rumors where the text line, like this is the other side of what do we talk about on the air when you don't know anything, okay? And so that is their podcast, and they talked about it. And I know those sorts of unrest within the U of L program has been, it is becoming, has been, however you want to phrase that, it is a part of the conversation other than them just being a crappy basketball team right now. Other than, can they get it together? Other than, can they win simply tomorrow night at Boston College? Other than all the different topics, who'll be gone? Who'll be back? What about Chris Mack? That rhymed. And everything else that we could have a conversation about. But so many, I mean, obviously the locker room's probably not in a great shape. I don't know, and as Mike DeCourcy this, I mean, it's kind of one of those things, does losing bring that on, or is that something that is now a problem, right? Of course, Kentucky won 9 games. Last year, you didn't hear about their locker room having breakdowns. In fact, Keon Brooks, Davion Mintz, Dante Allen, Lance Ware, who am I missing, Jack? These guys came back.
Jacob Sam Toppin. Payne,
Jacob Toppin's the one I was missing. I mean, these guys came back, right? Kentucky went out, got recruits. I mean, Shane Sharp arrived early. They got who they wanted for the most part. We'll see. Out of the transfer portal. And so that kind of cesspool wasn't there. And now my prediction is that is what this turns to for U of L is, where is the level of dysfunction? Who is happy? Who right? I mean, who's already told? I mean, they talked about it on this pod. Who hasn't told? Or who's already told Mac they'll be gone at the end of the year? The reason I bring all this up, I think what bothers me the most on this team. And this, and I was going to say this before I thought, hey, there might be a level of dysfunction here, is the fact that this is a team of experienced college basketball players. And this is a team, whether it be Sam and it be Malik, or it be Jared West who transfers in, or it be Noah Locke who transfers in. What was Florida last year in the tournament, Jack? I can't, literally, I can't remember. 10 seed, did they even make it?
I mean, I remember them beating Virginia Tech in a 7-10 game.
There you go. They were the 10. See, I knew that. They had to be the 10.
No, Virginia Tech was the 10.
Were they really? Okay, yeah, then I took the 10. Remember, we all took Virginia Tech.
Yes, we all took Virginia Tech. And I remember.
And then Florida won.
Specifically, yeah. We were in the conference room watching the selection show, and when we both saw Virginia Tech as a 10, that was the moment where we looked at each other
like, Louisville's done.
Louisville's done.
Okay, there you go. But I think I'm bothered because the guy, now this might be the reason that some of these guys haven't had success. But I mean, this is a seasoned college basketball team. You got a guy like Malik who has been around for a long time. You have Samuel Williamson who's been around for a long time. You have Jared West and Noah Locke and Mason Faulkner, who have played a lot of college basketball. I know it's been JUCO. L. Ellis has been on teams and has played a lot of college basketball. The same with Sidney Curry. And I look around, and so many people in basketball want to say, well, I mean, how are you ever going to gel a team together with the AAU atmosphere? And they always attack the young teams. And now I understand a guy like Penny Hardaway is not a good messenger because he's a bum. Because he can get recruits, and it's swag and everything else, and he is a bad coach. That much has been proven. You can't deny it at this point, right? It's undeniable at this point. It's undisputed. Whatever Fox Sports TV show, Jack, you want me to go through.
You're hitting all of them.
Well, I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, everyone always attacks. Like, these are the guys that have been in college systems, respected college systems, some of them Chris Mack's system. For their career, and if there is beef, if they can't gel, if they don't like each other, if they can't figure it out, first, I don't know what that does in your evaluation of Chris Mack. My inkling is it does nothing other than continues to put him further in the ground as pertains to being the head coach around here. But man, this is a team that has experience, and this is a team that is full of guys that you would think would pull together, okay, to win something in their career. I mean, Malik Williams, while he has been, until now, I think a pretty good leader. I no longer consider that, but until now, probably a pretty good leader. I mean, this guy's also, and part of it's COVID, not all of it, he hasn't won anything. He hasn't won a thing. Sam Williamson, dude, you're a junior, hasn't won a thing. And I'm not even, like, I don't know if there is an issue with this team, who would be the guys that are an issue with this team, but certainly there's got to be 5 or 6 guys, maybe 7, that can get together that haven't won anything in their career. Maybe they're freshmen. And say, yo, let's go. Let's go. Get a couple. We're better than this. Now, are they better than this? Well, I think they are. I don't know how much better than this they are. That is something that we can debate about. But, I mean, you know, listen, Matt Cross, I mean, a lot of rumors Matt Cross is part of this. I have no idea. But, I mean, Sidney Curry and L. Ellis, this is your chance, okay? Man, this is your chance at this level on a team that needs you. On a team that, hell, if Sidney Curry can play and be in shape and have the stamina, well, he can play 30 minutes a game for me, Jack. I mean, at this point, we've seen Jared West. I'm going to bring him up in a second. But, I mean, there's a more than 25 minutes for L. Ellis. Mason Faulkner's got a shot. I mean, this is their last chance. Hey, you want to do something in your career, Noah Locke? Hey, you want to do something other than being a single-digit scorer at a, you know, second-level SEC? I mean, how about do something in a bad conference? How about be all in? Jared West, you're a senior. Be all in, right? I mean, there's part of me, and I didn't mention a guy like Jalen Withers. No doubt going through it this season. Matt Cross, seemingly no doubt going through it. Mike James injured. Like, we can go down the list. J.J. Traynor, it's not working out. Yes, no one expects him to be back. But I'm like, we have talked so much Chris Mack, and rightfully so. Mack is going to be the one that you can get rid of. That's why everyone wants to get rid of who's the buffoon? Mike McCarthy with the Cowboys. Well, it's easier to get rid of him than it is to admit that your quarterback's pretty damn extra regular, right? You like that? And your offensive line stinks. How about that? But I just a shred of me is like, I ain't backing Mac. I think 50 coaches plus can do, I mean, more than that, can do a better job than he is this season. But for this team not to mesh is also on the players. It is also on the players. And this team is littered with guys that have experience, whether being sophomores or experience being COVID year extra eligibility guys, transfers, JUCOs, grad transfers. I mean, come on. That's one thing. The second thing, and Jack, you know, it's a take on ESPN 680, 437-9680. I see a bunch of texts rolling. Hang tight. We'll get to him. Streeble's going to be here in the next 5-10 minutes. And I'm sure he'll, you know, I don't know. Is he listening to KSR podcasts on the way? I don't know what he's doing. Yes. The answer to that is yes. What does U of L need right now more than anything? And I'm not saying they're owed this, but they need desperately the IARP to say something here in the next however many weeks you want to throw it out there. Because we are in agreement, are we not? That Louisville, like, you better be comfortable with who your AD is. Whether that's Josh Hurd, interim, gets the job full time, or somebody else gets the job from the outside. That needs, I mean, right, I mean, we are mid-January right now. Louisville season very well, and Jack, we should probably look this up, could be over, what, March 4th, 5th, something like that, 3rd? I think that's that first week in March. You need an AD. And if Josh Hurd's going to be the guy and you're going to do the Vince Tyree thing, fine, where they all get a job at the same time.
By around March 9th.
So that's that second. Is that the second week then?
Yes.
In March, by the second weekend of March. Yeah, man. I mean, like, so we are to the point now to where we are a month and a half away. And I almost feel like, can you, if you're U of L, can you send something to the IARP? Like, let's go. Let's go. They desperately need the next guy that takes over to have an idea, because what they told Mac was not true. I'm not saying anyone lied to Chris Mack, but no one thought that it would still be going on. Chris Mack's going to be out of here, and it's still not going to have happened. Right? By the way, whether it be good news or bad news or anywhere in between, if Chris Mack is gone after the season and we're talking moving into the mid part of March, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people that think it's going to be between March and what, Derby? Something like that? They desperately need, and I know that has been a take that has been given time and time again, but now as we talk about switching coaches, I believe, I mean, do you not? There's a better chance you get someone better if you have clarity with that situation. Plus, to me, in an odd way, it makes the job. Now listen, if a big time name that is going to make Blank and Baker and Rummage happy is going to take the job, you probably don't have to worry about this. But to me, you take over. Patino made the NIT his first year at Louisville, right, Jack? Am I missing that? I'm going to need to go back and look at Patino's first years. And obviously Kentucky was dealing with all the nonsense and NCAA stuff that they were talking about. But I think it makes the job, think about this, it's even more attractive. It's even more attractive. If Louisville's going to get a one-year ban, people know, number one, the roster's decimated, right? And at this point, anyone you brought back other than L. Ellis, Maybe Sidney Curry a little bit. I mean, what are we going to do with Sam, right? I mean, like, we know what this is. He can come back next year. That's fine. He can be a role player. He can be the eighth man. But that's what he is. We all know what he is. He might go three games where he scores, you know, 4 points and doesn't do anything. That's what we have seen. But if you take this job and you know that year number one, it is a built-in. Not you missed the tournament. You could not go to the tournament. That gives you an entire building season, right? It gives you an entire building season. You can bring in some guys and then hit the transfer portal hard. You turned on your mic, Jack.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Louisville did make the NIT, by the way, in 2002, Patino's first year.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And yeah, we know, obviously, what he took over at Kentucky as well.
Also,
year number one.
Louisville has 13 games left. Would you like to guess how many of them Ken Pom has them winning right now?
Well, they're finishing 15-15, so five of them, right? 5-8, the rest, or 5-10, the rest of the way. Did you say there were 15 games?
He has them 15-15. However, if you look at just the individual games, win losses, because a lot of them are like 1 point wins, 1 point losses. He has them only winning, projected to win 3 more games.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that be the case. Man, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It burns me that it's always young teams, right? It's always like, hey, you, and wow, these guys are young and immature and all that. But Louisville is not, that's not the issue that they have. If they're not getting along and there's some sort of gruff in the locker room, I mean, this is with seniors and even some of the sophomores. And again, I'm not saying his name. But Dre, like someone like Dre Davis, he's played a ton in a year and a half, right? I mean, Sidney Curry, a JUCO, L. Ellis, a JUCO. These are guys, I mean, like, this is the chance for the majority of guys on this team to do something in college basketball. There's not a lot of guys on this team that I think would transfer and you would go plug them in to go play heavy minutes, good minutes at a contender, right? I mean, nothing. I mean, I have not lost my mind here.
No, there's not.
No
anything.
One thinks that about anyone.
No.
Even if Malik had his 19th year of eligibility, no one would think that is the case. So that is out there. I want to get into ACC expansion. We got to get into Diener and the fridge stuff. I know you want to clear your name of any wrongdoing at some point. And then on the other end, Strebel's going to be here. On the other end, if Mac were to get, I mean, listen, if this wasn't a separation, if this was a Mac was let go, he was relieved of his duties, he was fired, however, whatever term you want to make it, how do you think the national media would react to that? I want you to think about during the break. We'll talk about that. Strebel just walked in. Quick break here on this Tuesday. 437-9680. Dalen Cuff coming up at the top of the hour. Mike DeCourcy at 5 o'clock. It's a Tuesday on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, Big Rig, you're going to battle this season with Mintz and a guy named Ty Ty.
And James Strebel.
Yeah, you're going to battle with West Marshall, you're going to battle with Western Carolina, JUCOs, and a dude from Miami that I can't get into why he left, but that left for Miami.
You can't get into why he left.
Because I don't think it's made public why he left Miami.
Oh.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
After us tonight, 6 o'clock, Jack Grossman College basketball tonight, right Woo. Here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Also tonight, Bellarmine basketball v. North Alabama. Doug Ormay, Mark Bug, you can catch that one, 6:45 pregame. Right here on ESPN, no, on over 93.9 The Ville. What the hell am I talking about?
College basketball fix on the stations tonight. How about that?
Well, we should go tonight. Bellarmine,
North Alabama.
Alabama. Why don't we go? You're all dressed up. Let's go. You want to go? What you got tonight?
I got family stuff tonight.
What do you got tonight? You know, he's got to make it up. Here we go, Jack.
What family
stuff do you have?
Just normal
here, by the way.
Just normal going home, you know, eat a little chili, with the fam. You know, that's what we're doing.
Is the wife working tonight?
No, she's off. She worked last night.
Well, you keep her home. Keep her home. You have a list of things that you want her to do.
Yeah,
you,
right.
You have a chore list for her.
It's on the whiteboard on the fridge.
Well, we don't see color around
sorry,
here.
Dry erase board.
Yeah, not shocker. You'd have a whiteboard, but that's
dry erase board.
You in Virginia. So anyway, that is out there. Strebel's here. James Strebel's here. But yeah, I mean, me, you, and Jack, we go down there.
Well, Jack's
got
to do the show.
Yeah, well, but he leaves at 7. Uh-oh.
Well,
uh-oh.
I'm actually board hopping the game now, the Bellarmine game now.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
When
there.
Did that happen?
Around noon today. So
there's been a change.
Nick's gonna do the first 15, 20 minutes while I do the end of college basketball tonight, and then I'm hopping over on the board with the boys, Doug Gourmet and Mark Bond. So I will not be at Freedom Hall.
Yep. Never mind.
Sorry, Jack.
Yep. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, well, it happens.
We'll grab the kids. We'll get Scotty D to get some tickets.
Yeah.
Drinks. You want a couple drink tickets?
Yeah, I'll do a little maybe.
Couple drink tickets?
Yeah, a little Forster maybe. I know they serve that there. Yes, absolutely. It might be a nice time.
Texas says, Matt Cross is the guy you hate if he's on another team. But if he's on your team, you hate him more.
You hate him more.
Texas says, is Streamel excited about Rex Chapman's new show?
I heard about that on CNN Plus. I saw. So there isn't that like a subscriber thing.
How's CNN Ennis feel?
I'm sure he loves it.
Yeah. He's going to watch. I don't know. What do you think, Jack? College basketball. Put any two crappy college basketball teams on. Put it on ESPN3. Jack's going to sit there in his basement with his hand down his pants watching it for 2 hours and 3 minutes.
Damn right.
Okay, you understand what I'm saying?
Minnesota v. Rutgers. Jack is all in.
Yes.
Texas says, yesterday was Strebel telling us that a dolphin was his favorite animal. What will we learn about James today? Favorite gemstone, favorite house plant, we're on the edge of your seat.
Favorite gemstone, emeralds, house plant, fern.
Texas says, bro, you drive a minivan. Boy, I'm not going to read that second one. You shop at Kohl's, you're not batting anywhere near 1,000. Sit down.
Again, I'm married. What do you want me to say? It's like I'm out there picking up random chicks. Well, I mean, these people, I got married.
Save that for the best day.
I got married, and I still have all these things. And guess what? I'm going on a cruise on Sunday with that woman. What do you think we're going to be doing? Looking at the stars? Get out of here.
Well, that's exactly what you should be doing. You'll be out there in the
middle of
the ocean.
Yeah, I'll be doing that, too.
Texas says, Andy's on one today. Mac needs to bring in Andy to give a pep talk to the players. Man, all I'm saying is, Mac, listen, Mac may want out. Mac may be done anyway. Like, all of that, you guys are already talking about replacing him to a level that I have not seen in a long, long time around here, okay? Like, double the time of Bobby Petrino, I feel like. So anyway, like, that's already going on. I'm just saying, like, this was the chance for these guys to showcase what they had, to win something in college basketball, whether they be a JUCO, whether they be a transfer, whether they be a freshman, whether they be a sophomore, whether they've been in Mac system or not. And I mean, Mac's been playing like 10 guys. I mean, if there's a couple guys that are a problem, I mean, bench their ass.
Yeah.
Play without them. Put them on the bench. Play with the other guys. It can't be any worse. I mean, now Mac's in a situation where if he does that, it's like, well, it was them.
Yeah.
Well, we know if there's a problem. Again, I'm giving credit to the Cardinal Sports Zone. They put that on their podcast and talked about it for quite a while.
Yeah.
About the dysfunction right now that is going on within the locker room. And we are. Strebel walked in here and said this, so I'm stealing this from him.
Go ahead.
It is, and this is why I said it. Like, you probably missed the first couple minutes, is we can blame Mac's going to catch a lot of the heat.
Yes.
But at some point, people are going to start doing more of what I just did.
Yeah.
And that is blame some of the players.
Put it on the players. So how?
Some people don't like that because of the college athlete.
Sure.
Which I understand.
I get it.
And I'm not even calling anyone out by name. I'm just saying, as a team, a level of dysfunction, that is going to be a narrative that is talked about. How much would you guys say? Like, 10 to 20%, it's going to be more of the conversation. Not that it gets Mac off the hook.
No.
Because everything goes back to him.
Everything does go back to him, but do you think there's a scenario here? And you explained it. You have a bunch of guys from other places that viewed that Louisville was their chance to shine and showcase what they got. To get to the next level.
A different part of their game.
Exactly.
Right. But it was also about winning.
It was.
Jared West knows he's not going to the league. This was about going to a place to make the NCAA tournament
right.
for him.
And
right?
I don't think.
Noah Locke wasn't.
Right.
But a guy like Jared West, it was.
Right. And I don't. Out of the players that, you know, I'm not going to name guys who I think are issues. I don't know. So I'm not going to do that. But if I had to, like, make a list in my head of guys that might be an issue, I wouldn't put Jared West anywhere near the top or the middle of that. I think he's one guy that is trying to maximize and trying. But when you couple the fact that I'm not getting to showcase what I think I could showcase for whatever reason, because Mac's playing a bunch of guys or whatever it is, and you're not winning, that's toxic. And that could be what's happening. You don't have a guy that comes in and says, I'm going to average this, this, and this, and I'm going to be the best player on the team, and all of a sudden they're not playing. And when they are in, they can't do anything, and they can't score, and they feel like, well, the coach won't let me do it. He won't let me stay on the floor. He yanks me. That's going to create
discontent. I can't believe you said that. I cannot believe you said that.
Well, yeah, like, take me out of the game.
Well, we know what it means. We don't need it to be – you don't need to explain it. I just can't believe that you said it.
I was passionate.
By the way, I had two different people reach out to me.
Yeah.
With weird ideas for your 40th birthday.
Weird ideas?
Weird ideas.
Really?
That's all I can say.
There's no, like birthday spankings involved, is there?
There might be a spanking involved.
I don't want any spankings. It's been a long time since I've been spanked, and I like to keep it that way.
When's the last time you've been spanked?
Oh, I was like got in trouble when I was a kid or something. This is a long time ago.
He's winking, Jack. No, there's a wink.
There's no winking.
There's a wink. Is that a wink?
No winking. But how do you win?
Texas says Strieble acts like his wife never turned him down. Wow, what a real man he is.
That's not what I said. Wow, what a real man you are by texting the show trying to question my manhood. I mean, whatever. These
Texas says players are getting paid these days. Bubba, you can criticize them now. Thank you for that.
Thank you, yes. But how much do you think it starts to – if more of this starts to leak out? And Mac made some interesting comments today, like, we've identified the issues, let's see where it goes from here. I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but that's kind of the gist of what he's saying. Do you think there might be a split, maybe not a split in the fan base, but maybe some, I'm more team Mac and I'm more team players? We're like, Mac's like, hey, I'm doing all I can.
We have civil wars breaking out, Jack.
Yes. Right?
No, that's what Strieble's saying. We have that's happening within the U of L fan base and then Rex Chapman and CNN.
Yes, in the BBN fan base.
In BBN. We can dive into that as well.
I knew there'd be some, like, culture wars. Once I saw that today, and I was like, huh, I bet UK fans are reacting kindly to this. I bet it's nothing but well wishes, and you know, Rex, I'll tune in for your perspective. I'm sure that's all it was, right?
Texas says, Mac simply needs a hug from Nick Curran.
Well, yeah.
Texas says, 437-9680, coach yanks me. Texas says, spankings and yanks on a Tuesday. Texas says, good Lord, Strieble's 40, looks like he's 60, LMAO.
I do not look like I'm 60. I have all my hair. It is graying, but I don't look 60.
I don't look 60. I don't think you look 40,
no,
to be quite honest.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You like that?
Yeah, I do. But is there a
there? What a veto. What a haymaker. You're on it today.
Will a schism break out? I want to know if fans start to.
Louisville fans want everyone gone.
They want everyone gone. Okay, fair enough. And that's kind of what I feel.
They want everyone gone.
But that's fine.
That's why it's so easy. If you can lure someone away, you get the 1 year to build a little bit, and then you get off. Got to watch out how I say that. you get off the 1 year
gone,
whatever,
or the
you're
ban
good to go.
Or whatever.
You're good to go.
Then, okay,
but
right.
I will say, and Jack, you saw it. I mean, eventually you're going to keep saying it. Blank and Rummage. I mean, they have their stars set on.
Football.
No, Pearl.
Oh, Pearl. Gotcha.
Nate Oates. All these
Jay
guys.
Wright. I listened to a little bit.
Jack saw it firsthand today. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. Jack saw it.
I listened to a little bit. Job. Were they? Oh, some Cardinals shot. How did you voice your opinion, Jack? What did you say?
That I didn't say much.
He really did, which is a shocker.
I just gotta listen. Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised by
that. That right there is as bad as you've been in a long time, Jack. Right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Since a couple Fridays ago where you blamed me for you interrupting and ruining the segment. Text says, 40 birthday Spanx from Emily. While the show does a Facebook Live, I definitely tune in.
That would not happen. No. That's a big no for multiple reasons. No. I would not do that. I did listen to a little bit of Mark Blankenbaker and Pat Jagger's On the Drive podcast yesterday.
Okay.
It's just because I wanted to hear, like,
Texer Yang father.
I wanted to hear the coaching thoughts, you know, firsthand. And it's real. Like, they and maybe they do. Maybe they throw a bunch of money at somebody and they get somebody, but it seems like it's wishful thinking. Like, if Satterfield's gone after this year, it's like, we'll get Mario Cristobal, or we'll get Ryan Day, or we'll, no, actually, I'm wrong. It's just all Jeff Brom. It'll be all Jeff Brom again, third time. Third time's a charm.
Texas says, Max Motto, TTU, tough, together, unbreakable. It's a joke. The team is SSB, soft, separated. Broken.
Oh, how about that?
Texas says the Cardinals are going to go. Oh, here, hang on.
Okay.
Texas says hits the bong. The Cardinals are going to go on a run and win 10 of the next 15.
Oh!
So.
Yeah, that's not going to get them in. They lose five more games. They're a 12-loss team. They're not getting in. It's over. It doesn't matter. Hit the bong all you want.
Hit the bong all you want.
It's not going to change the fortunes of this team.
I can't read that one. It has the word hanky, yankee, and spanky all in it. Texas says Mac needs to start smacking some heads like Bruce Arians.
Oh, yeah. Bruce Arians. He went out there and smacked it. He's not going to get any fines or anything. I don't know. They said it's being held, dealt with internally.
Hey, Max, thank you for that.
Mac, I mean, I don't know what all he could do. He can't kick him off the team midseason.
Texas says that was at Strebel's bachelor party. That's the last time he was spanked.
I see that number.
He froze.
I don't remember a lot of it. I'm kidding. Oh, no.
That was a lot.
Oh, man. Oh, Jack.
Oh. I do want to see what that number is. I might know that number.
You're not doing a good job of denying this, Strebel.
Oh, my goodness. Texas says, did I miss Curran telling us U of L hoops and Coven aren't as bad as we think they are?
No, he didn't. He didn't make that.
He did defend Brian Brown.
Oh, no. No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
You want to kill Strebel with it right now? Yes. Go ahead. Texas says, my God, that's a haymaker.
I've been much more, I guess, less concerned about Brian Brown. Like, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with him being there. I think the defense, for the most part, wasn't bad. People jump all over me for saying that. But obviously the Kentucky game was awful. The bowl game against Air Force, they did a good job of stopping the run. Air Force just threw the ball, which was not
way to look at the positive.
Which was not something perhaps was completely game planned for. But I thought over the course of the year, I didn't have a problem with it. Like, I thought there was progress made.
Curran, he knows it. That's why he sounds
mean.
Makes
me physically ill.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable. It was really uncomfortable.
What do you guys think the reaction is if Chris Mack is fired? And the team doesn't turn it around, and they're around 500, and maybe they beat a Boston College because they'll be playing early in the ACC tournament. But they have proven, I mean, I think at that point they would just go there and lose. They win a game or two, whatever it may be. They're around 500. You know, they don't make any sort of run in the ACC to give you any sort of the ACC tournament, any sort of hope
like
that they
feel good.
Yeah,
or
any sort of hope. I mean, we know they're not going to win 4 or 5 games in a row. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But they just kind of end. People are going to leave, and he and U of L cannot come to any sort of an agreement, and it's out of here. I wonder what the media reaction will be. I'm wondering, because everyone loved Chris Mack when he was hired. So now, besides Fran Fraschilla, I am interested in how that changes. Does someone say, hey, Mack had his chance, didn't do a good enough job. The threshold was make the tournament, didn't do that back-to-back years. The issue with the suspension and the Dino Gaudio and everything else. Now, there would be people that would be that would fall off being a fan of Mack.
Yeah.
I think there would be some that would crush U of L. It would become another example of U of L is out of touch. And then there would just be some, there'd be people in the middle who won't say a bad thing about a school, won't say a bad thing about a coach,
Mac,
no matter what it is.
Right.
And college basketball is a very big fanboy media.
Oh, yeah.
We know that. We talk about it all the time. And college sports do in general. What do you guys think?
I think that he'll get crushed. I think him more than Louisville. Because, we stated this many, many times. When he was hired, it was universally praised. They got their guy. Vince Tyree, I remember when he hired Satterfield and Mack. More Mack than Satterfield, but he got love for Satterfield after they got over the fact that he came from where he came from. It was like, look at Vince Tyree.
And he wasn't Brom.
It was seen as, hey, look, he financially got a good football coach in here after, now what we pay Bobby Petrino.
And they're like, they paid the money to get Mack. There was no blame.
$4 million contract, seven-year deal.
They didn't cheapskate Mack. They didn't play any, games with Mack. It was like, you're our guy, come interview. They did a few pity interviews. Kenny Payne apparently maybe not one of those interviews. But everybody loved it. So anybody that wants to go and blame Vince Tyree or U of L, you're being disingenuous and you're being a revisionist, because that's not what you're saying. I don't know one Louisville fan that didn't think Mack was a home run. They had the storyline, his wife's from here.
There's a lot of people. I feel like even a lot of Kentucky fans felt that way, and media and everybody else. Like, I felt like it was pretty damn unanimous. It wasn't unanimous,
right,
but it was pretty close, Strebel. That people thought this was a marriage that was going to last and made a ton of sense.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's
it was the next step in Mack's career,
right,
and Louisville ponied up, like you said,
yeah,
and they went and found the next guy, like they found the guy after Denny, and he wouldn't be as great as those guys, but there would be the lineage there, right?
This is going to sound mean, but I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just telling you what I think.
That
it's not it's not Louisville's fault that Chris Mack's incompetent. It's not their fault. Like, he did a fine job at Xavier. He had some good teams. He had some good players. He came to Louisville, and he's completely incompetent. He was exactly the opposite of what you thought he would be. He didn't steady anything. He didn't improve anything.
Well, his teams don't look the same either.
No, they don't. He didn't steady anything. He didn't improve anything. He didn't bring in good players.
But see, that's my worry. Sorry to interrupt you. Yeah. That's the one thing we didn't know, is if he was going to be able to recruit at an ACC level.
That's true, but then
he hasn't.
They pointed at guys like Blewett and other guys, on that Xavier team that had the number one overall seed. Like, wow. He got some good players and some NBA-type guys and was able to get a one seed. And if he did that at Xavier, he could do that here. I weirdly enough, and people are going to, say, you're lying to people, I don't blame Louisville. I don't blame Tyree. I blame Mack. He did a crap job. He's done a crap job. That's not Louisville's fault. It's not Vince Tyree's fault. He doesn't know how to fire people. Vince Tyree tried to cover for his ass.
Here's what I would say. I agree with you on that. The only thing I would say is, and Louisville has not done this, and this is why their fans think they can go out and get almost anybody,
whoever they want,
is they have not hired and fired and churned and burned the way that my New York Giants have, the way that Tennessee football did.
Has.
Right?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I
would even say, like, Indiana, if Mike Woodson doesn't work out, okay? They're going to start to worry, are we in this –
Nebraska and Tennessee.
Yeah, Nebraska's a part of that. And so
Florida State is becoming that.
Florida State football absolutely is a part. And U of L has not done that. I want to be very clear.
They have
not done that whatsoever, from Denny to Rick to Chris Mack.
Right.
Okay?
I agree.
I think it's going to be fun for us because if Mac does a bad enough job, I'm interested in who is going to defend him and if we're going to battle him or not. I'm really interested in that. I would say as well about Chris Mack. I mean, remember this wasn't like one of those things where, well, it didn't work out at the beginning. I mean, Chris Mack was for 2 years around here.
Beloved.
Beloved. And that would be even going into year three. I mean,
I'd say until the slide at the end of last year.
Yeah.
The tournament.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Talking about 2.5 years. I mean, almost 3 years because the recruiting class with the Super Six, the doing the live thing, that team makes the tournament and you're not happy you lose.
Right.
Who you lost to and everything. But it was one of those things where we weren't holding his feet to the fire. Year number two happens. You don't have an NCAA tournament. So to a certain extent, he's let off the hook there.
Sure.
There's no great negative at the end of the season. The flip side is he didn't get to prove that, hey, I can win ACC and NCAA tournament games because he hasn't done it.
Right.
And so, yeah, we went an offseason, year number one, a second offseason, year number two, a third offseason.
Yeah.
Into the season. I mean, halfway through that season, maybe not halfway, but early ACC, maybe about where we are now or maybe a week or two ago.
I think the second COVID pause did.
We had conversations about them. I mean, it was a foregone conclusion they were getting a double bye in the ACC tournament.
Yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like those were the discussions, and then it fell apart. I mean, this is a recent thing.
Yeah.
That is how quick of a flip it is. It is a recent thing, and in Louisville fans' mind, they gave you the second chance by buying in this season.
Right. That's why I don't think
they bought into this group.
Oh, they did. 100% Team 108.
The guy from Marshall, the JUCOs, and everything else.
Yeah, that's why I don't think there'll be many people in Mac's corner, because even though Satterfield was having the issues that he had this season, you still had plenty of fans saying, hey, look, he's still dealing with Bobby issues and excuses for him. You don't hear any of that with Mac. You don't hear any excuses about, actually, you hear the opposite. You hear them taking up for the guys that were before him, where they're still throwing Bobby under the bus for Louisville football, for back to Louisville basketball. They're saying
still
Patino,
doing it. Still
David,
doing it.
David
yeah.
Padgett.
Oh, three and a half years later, it's still Bobby Petrino's fault.
But
that Scott Satterfield has a recruiter, you know, has a recruiting class in the 60s.
Yeah, and instead now they're saying they're yearning for David Padgett. There's like,
no one's doing that. Stop.
Oh, yeah. Don't
indeed.
Be
mean.
Yes,
no one's doing. No,
oh,
one's
I've heard
doing.
Him call in. I've seen him on
no
message board.
Oh,
they say,
boy. You're back on Card Chronicle
at least,
again, Jack.
At least David Padgett had them playing hard. At least they had some upsets.
I mean, that team should have easily been in the tournament. They were an NIT team and lost by 30 at home.
I'm with you. I'm just telling
Texas
you what people
says the Gaudio scandal was the beginning of the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
Texas says Mac for 2 years was balling when he had Ricky P's players. He was riding high.
I wouldn't say balling. I'd slow down on balling. He had some nice moments, but balling is, that's not what he
Texas
was doing.
Texas says late December, early January last year, there was actually Final Four talk. Texas says, did you guys hear Diener going to blank today about Satterfield?
No.
Texas says, who made Chris Mack the guy? Jay Billis in the same media said that Archie Miller was a great hire. Tyree did virtually none of his own research, clearly.
Don't put this on Tyree. You were probably a fan texting in that liked Chris Mack when he was hired.
I agree with you, but where I disagree with you is, no, this is Tyree's legacy.
Right. It's tied to Chris Mack and Scott Satterfield. It is.
And I know it was only a few years. You know, it's
looking pretty gross.
Yeah.
No, I understand completely. I know I sound like a Vince Tyree apologist,
I mean,
but his two hires have been blech.
Yeah.
But how much is on those guys?
Texas has no idea why Sweeney thinks the player stinking isn't the fault of Mac. It's year four. Oh, no, it is. But, I mean, if there is a level of dysfunction in the locker room, that is their locker room.
Yeah.
If the team's not meshing, that is on them. It's not all on the coach. It's also on the guys who are seniors and super seniors and transfers and third-year guys and sophomores that have played a
captain.
Year and a half in the ACC and been in Chris Mack's system. Oh, no. I mean, let's be honest. I don't mind. I said at the beginning that some of this is on the players, and I'm going to put some of the blame. Not them stinking. The threshold is making the NCAA tournament.
Right.
That's the threshold. Or not being completely incompetent. Being competent. Those things have nothing to do on how the, you know, the 3-point percentage of Jared West.
Right.
Texter says 437-9680. Can we get a Tony Vannetti v Pig Rig boxing match? Actually, I talked to Vannetti today.
Did you?
About his dolphin story.
About, you talked to Vannetti about
his,
oh,
dolphin.
His dolphin story. Yeah.
His dolphin story.
So what happened?
Well, I'll tell you later on.
Okay, okay.
I'll tell you after Dalen Cuff.
He did have an all-time bad tweet today.
I mean,
Tony Vannetti had a bad tweet.
Yeah.
Tear down the Yum Center, build a campus arena, stop it. Come on. Yum Center's awesome. I don't even like Louisville, and I enjoy going and seeing things.
Well, we know you enjoy going to the Yum Center.
Yeah, yeah, especially when it's free for me.
Let's take a break. 437-9680, quick break. Dalen Cuff, ESPN and the ACC Network joins us next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.